What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You were listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Football is officially here. Coming up later today, it is the first game of the 2025-2026 season as the Dallas Cowboys travel to Philadelphia to take on the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. We got a lot of week one stuff. We got a lot of Chiefs stuff. We got a lot of college football. Danny Parkins will be on the show coming up in about an hour and a half. And it will be us arguing about Justin Herbert. You know what? Football is back, baby. We got a lot to get to in today's show. Once again, we have to start the show with the Royals both on and off the field. If anything, I would say that I'm proud of this show for really motivating the midday show to talk Kansas football. For someone who is such a proud alum of the University of Kansas, I don't really see him supporting the football program very often. Actually, that makes Alex a regular KU fan. Doesn't really pay attention to him in September and October. Magically shows up at late night, ready to don the crimson and blue and cheer on the basketball program. So I would like to thank this show for motivating Alex Gold to be a KU fan. KU had their brand new stadium opening. Alex was nowhere to be found. Their biggest game of the season. Alex staying at home watching the game. So I just want to take time to thank myself and also thank Rob for being such inspirations and great motivating factors. We'll get to the Royals here coming up in a bit, but first, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. And number three, I need you to remember that the show is brought to you by The Other Place. So if you're looking for a place to maybe watch Missouri and Kansas play football this weekend, maybe we can set up where Alex can go to The Other Place and go grab himself a drink as he is watching Missouri put it on the Jayhawks coming up on Saturday afternoon at 2:30. All right, let's get into it. Let's talk about the Kansas City Royals. I was not at the game. I don't know if emotionally I'm ready to go to another Royals game quite yet, but let's talk about yesterday. I don't want to bury the Royals. I'm still holding on to hope that this team can make the postseason. But yesterday felt like the most damning argument of the why they can that we've seen. This Angel squad is not a good team. It's not a good team at all. I had never heard of this Joe Adell guy And all of a sudden, he has turned into Torrey Hunter against the Kansas City Royals. Every time he has come up in a big spot these last couple of days, he has demolished the Kansas City Royals. Absolutely demolished the Royals. I'm watching the game yesterday, and I imagine many of you are doing the exact same thing. It is impossible to not be scoreboard watching right now. It is impossible. Impossible to not be scoreboard watching. The Mariners have lost back-to-back games. The Royals are playing one of the worst teams in the American League. You have to win these games. You know we love a good basketball analogy on this show, and I make this one a lot. You know how in a basketball game when your team is down four and your team takes a big three, your team can make that three, the other team calls timeout, and your team gets a lot of momentum from that shot. Or you can miss it, long rebound, they go down the court, they get a layup. It could have been a one-point game. Now it's a six-point game, and now your team is hanging their head because you understand the momentum shift that just happened by this single event in the game. The Royals could be down a half game if they had just simply taken care of business on back-to-back nights. Maybe you lose one of those games. There's absolutely no reason in the world for you to lose both of the games the way that the Royals have lost them. Now, I don't know if we have ever done this on the show, but I think it has to be said. You got to put some of that on Bobby Witt Jr. yesterday. Many of you believe that Bobby Witt Jr. is the second best player in the American League. Many of you think that last year Bobby Witt Jr. should have been the American League MVP. We are talking about a potential future Hall of Fame baseball player, one of the great players in the league, a young prodigy. He not only hurt them on the defensive side of the game yesterday, he also, you had an opportunity coming up in the very next half inning to undo the mistake that you just made, and you came up small in that moment.
And a ground ball toward short in fast wit. Scoops, and he couldn't get it cleanly, and the run is in.
Just a frustrating day for the Kansas City Royals. And I understand that baseball is a team game, and I don't want to put everything that happened yesterday on Bobby Witt Jr. Vinny Pasquantino also has to shoulder some of that blame and has to carry some of it. When this was a 3-3 game, you had an error on the second out. You get this play, you make this play, you're out of the inning. You have an error from your best and most important player. You then have an opportunity in the very next half inning to drive in a run to undo it, and both of you, back-to-back, don't get on base, don't get a hit, and don't prolong the inning. They've had a lot of heartbreaking losses so far this season, Rob. I think yesterday has to be at the absolute top of the list. Not only is it the loss by the Seattle Mariners, that's obviously a major part of it, but it's also you not executing, you not finishing it. And in back-to-back days, you have had a lead late against a team that you are clearly better than, and you have let them derail your chances of potentially making the postseason.
I feel like there are two things when we look back at the Royals season, we will point to and say, that's why they fell short of the playoffs. The first one is obvious. The first one's June. June was horrible. June is the main reason why the Royals are probably not a postseason team in 2025. Their June was abysmal. The second one is they did all this work in late July and throughout August to get back in the race, and I commend them for it. But you were given a golden opportunity the last two nights. You had a sub-500 team at home. You had the two teams you're chasing playing teams, and they were taking losses. You had a chance to be a half game back going into tonight, where you're playing and those teams aren't. You could have been going into the weekend series against the bad Twins, tied for the third wild card, and it slipped through your fingers. It fell short. I remember we had Vern on Tuesday. He talked about how, hey, Tuesday night starter was a 24-year-old lefty who's crafty and, you know, he skipped AAA. They should be pounding the cover off the ball against that guy. He threw one run ball. Last night, the offense wasn't great. Bobby, Vinny, they all shoulder the blame. They have three runs. They lose to the Angels 4-3. You are perpetually 2.5 back if you don't gain ground. And now 2.5 over 23 is a really, really tough, tough hill to climb, especially considering you have at one point at Philadelphia still on the schedule, which no one feels confident about.
I also think Toronto coming up as well.
Yeah, I feel like when we look back at this season, June and this series will be the moments we said that's where it slipped through their fingertips.
Yeah, this was just, I would say, whenever you are behind, in order for a comeback to happen, you need the door to crack open just a little bit. You need the team that has the lead, the team that has the advantage. You need that team to slip up just a bit and leave the door open. Seattle has done that the last couple of days. The analogy we made yesterday is the Royals essentially are being asked to win two-leg parlays every single night. You need either Seattle and Texas to lose, and then you need to win. Well, the most important part of all of this is you need to win. And at a time in which one of those three teams, because essentially it is three teams fighting for one spot, one of those teams has gotten very hot down the stretch in the Texas Rangers. The Royals have cooled off a little bit now. This isn't the time to be cooled off. The Royals are only one game over 500. This has been a winnable task to do. But it starts with the games that we have talked about and the games that we identified from the very beginning of this thing, which was very simple. It was take care of business in these games. It's one thing to lose the series to the Detroit Tigers. It's one thing to lose it to the Philadelphia Phillies. You cannot afford to lose a series to the Los Angeles Angels, a team that is not in playoff contention, a team that has no postseason aspirations, and their only job is to play spoiler. They played spoiler against you, and when you had an opportunity to go from 2.5 games back to a half game back, it feels like the Royals did enough to get you right to the start of week one of the NFL season, and then it fell apart. Because now we're here. We got week one tonight. We'll get to that coming up in a bit. You got Cowboys and Eagles. I imagine they'll get 17, 18 million people to watch it. If we got 16 million people to watch Ohio State and Texas on Saturday, we're going to do a massive number coming up later today. We already know that tomorrow, the Chiefs game, you know they're going to do a massive number locally and nationally. And then it feels like we'll look up. The Royals could be 3.5 games, 4.5 games back. And we're all going to thank the Royals for a fun summer of keeping us engaged and having us believe. But yesterday really felt like we took a sledgehammer to their playoff chances and completely wrecked them yesterday. Coming up on the other side, we'll get to the NFL. Today is week one of the NFL season. It starts today. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Something hit me today when I was watching clips of the Chiefs landing in Brazil. There was great hype and enthusiasm for the Chiefs showing up. Makes sense to me. Patrick Mahomes is maybe the most popular player in the league, and if he's not the most popular player in the league, his teammate is the most popular player in the league. When the Chiefs landed, it was 11 p.m. in Brazil time. The airport was packed. You would have thought the Beatles had just landed. People were excited, waving them high five, and you could tell that the guys were eating it up, and you should. You land in a new country, maybe you've never been here before, everybody's showing you love, they're happy that you're here. These are memories and experiences that you should fully take in and enjoy. And it was fun to see. They're doing press conferences, and Pat and Travis are laughing and having fun and mocking each other's voice, and, you know, just bros being bros, guys being guys, you know? And then I watched when the Chargers landed. No one seemed to care. Like, not a single person. It kind of reminded me, if you've seen the documentary When We Were Kings, or maybe you've seen the movie Ali, it was kind of like the Thriller in the Manila. And when Muhammad Ali landed, everyone was really excited. And then George Foreman went over there, and no one really seemed to care that George Foreman was in attendance in this fight. It felt very, very similar vibes. And then it just hit me. There's 32 teams in the National Football League. 31 of them have a home. Maybe 30. But two of those teams that don't really seem to have a home are in the Chiefs division. The Chargers don't have a home. No one loves them and cares about them in Los Angeles. No one really seems to care about them outside of Los Angeles either. That would not have been the case for every team that would have landed, even though you're playing the Chiefs. I know the Steelers aren't a championship-level team, but the Steelers are enough of a brand that people would have been outside the airport excited to see the Steelers come into town. We don't got to talk about Dallas or Philadelphia. Like, these are no-brainers. They are a big enough fan base, big enough national interest and buzz. People would have been excited to see them arrive. Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis. Not when it comes to the Chargers. Not a single person is excited about them. They don't have a rabid fan base. They don't have a brand. They don't have anything. They are a homeless organization. The only other team I would say that's anywhere close to this is the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders are that for a very, very different reason. The Raiders had a true brand, a true identity, and then they moved to Vegas, but at least it's the silver and black. You know the color scheme. You know the logo. They're synonymous with something. What do the Chargers have? They don't have anything. Rob, as I watched them get introduced to the media, as I watched them land in Brazil, it just really drove the point home. I understand that it's really important for the league to have a face and be visible in Los Angeles, but it seems like Los Angeles has decided which football team they want. They want the Rams. They support the Rams. They cheer for the Rams. There are Rams fans. They have an actual home field advantage. People go to their games. It's a thing to go to Rams games. And then on this other side, you got the Chargers. It's odd that, I mean, they have this same thing in basketball too. The Lakers have all of these things and celebrities. It's a big deal to sit courtside. And then, oh yeah, you got the Clippers. It's a very odd thing that the Chargers just don't seem to have a home, and they don't seem to have really any fan base that supports them.
It feels like they were a throw-in on the NFL deal. It felt like, hey, we're putting a team in L.A. It's going to be the Rams. I guess we'll add the Chargers, too. To call them a team without a home is an understatement. I made the joke yesterday on the show, and you laughed, and the text line laughed, but I am being dead serious. The Chargers don't have fans. They do not have fans. Watch a Chargers game. They will be on national television at some point this year at SoFi. Watch that game. I promise they are not the home team. They are the road team. They're like the Raiders. The Raiders gave up their home field advantage for the sweet, sweet cash of Vegas. The Chargers gave up, albeit a smaller home field advantage than the Raiders had. They gave up that for that sweet, sweet cash of LA. Because when the Chiefs come, when the Raiders show up, when the Broncos show up, when they play any team of any national interest or prestige, the Vikings, who are not that, the Vikings show up, name a fan base, watch the Charger game at SoFi. They're playing a road game. They play 18 road games a year, 17 road games a year over 18 weeks. It is, I do not understand. This is why I don't understand Chiefs fans hating the Chargers. The Chargers are nothing. They are a zero fan base, nothing. It's like if, we will cross-sport compare again. It'd be like if back in the old Big 12, you were like, man, I really hate Baylor fans. They don't exist. They're just an idea. They're a figment of your imagination. There is nothing about LA or the Chargers that is special, unique, different, nothing.
I know the NFL will never admit this. I know they won't. They made a mistake by leaving San Diego. They had a home. They had an identity. Now, I get it. The league didn't have a footprint in one of the biggest local television markets. And even if it's not super, super popular, still, if you have 15% of the Los Angeles community, that's bigger than having 60% of Jacksonville, for example. So, like, I understand from a business perspective why they wanted to make this work. But I think we got enough examples, at least when it comes to Los Angeles, of what they as a city really love and support and what they don't. They love the Lakers. They love the Dodgers. When USC is really good, people are going out there. They don't love UCLA football. They don't. They don't love the Chargers. They do not care about the Chargers. You did not make this in the best interest of fans and building a fan base and excitement or any of those things. You know it's bad when there are a handful of NFL cities that prominent fan bases know you can go take over. And the fact that the Chiefs essentially might be the only team in their division that plays five home games in their division. They might be the only team that plays five home games. You got your three home games against the other three teams in your division. You know you got a home game whenever you go to Las Vegas. You know you got a home game whenever you go play the Chargers in their venue. There's no other team in the NFL that has that level of an advantage over their competition. Another reason of what makes it so hard for you to beat the Chiefs in their own division. Because if you're the Chargers and it's a 50-50 home-like game, that's why it's so tough, because you got to now do the silent count in your own building. There is a reason why this game is played in Brazil. And the Chiefs, say what you want about the Chiefs, they would never have given a home divisional game away. They might give London or Germany a game against the Lions, sure, or a game against the Bears or the Dolphins like they did a couple of years ago, of course. The Chiefs will play another international game. They're not playing the Broncos international. They're not giving up that home game because it is a tremendous advantage for you to be the home team. But the Chargers got to be thinking, well, we're going to be the road game anyway. This isn't a home game for us against Kansas City, so we might as well get a little bit of extra coin out of this for our troubles. And that's exactly what you saw. I'm telling you, go look at the video. Go look at when the Chiefs land in Brazil and the hype and the excitement and the buzz, and then go look at it when the Chargers land. They didn't even have the airport lights on when they walked in there. They didn't have the lights on. There was nobody waiting on them. No one excited to see them. You already know they're not getting they don't get a lot of fans for their own home games. Now we think that their team is about to travel to go support them. The Chiefs are going to have 11, 12 home games this year. This is their real home opener. They have their Arrowhead opener coming up next week, but their real home opener is coming up tomorrow in Brazil against the Chargers.
It is, I mean, I will say this, as much as I wholeheartedly agree with you, I will say one thing to defend the Chargers a little bit here. I do think some of the excitement, buzz, allure, interest, fanfare, the photos, everything in Brazil, I do think there's a part of that with the Chiefs, you know, hysteria that's built with the fact their tight end is dating someone or now engaged to someone, excuse me, who's probably the biggest deal in Brazil.
Of course.
Like, the Chargers don't have that equivalent.
It's
now,
all of it, though. No, I mean, I'm with you. It's definitely all of it. Like, the Chiefs have crossed over into pop culture, but this is what dynasties look like. You watch The Last Dance. When you're a dynasty, this is when you get Jerry Seinfeld to come into the locker room. This is what it looks like. So, yeah.
I would just say, even
so, some of it is the relationship with Taylor Swift, 100%. Some of it is just the Chiefs are the best and most popular team in the National Football League, and that's just how this goes. But all I'm saying is, this would not have been the case if the Chiefs were playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, for example, in Brazil. There would have been people out there waiting on them. There are not many teams where no one would have been there to greet them when they got off the plane. Like, it's not like Brazil gets these games all the time. This is their second NFL game. This is their second one. I guarantee you last year that there were people there for the Packers and the Eagles when they both landed. This, to me, is an example of the Chargers. This, they don't really resonate with anybody. They just don't really create or generate any buzz. I want to play some audio for you guys for them, this next person. Now, I like Dan Orlovsky. He's been on this show before, and I don't really count him as one of the hot take guys. I know that we think now that everybody in sports talk media that has an opinion is some hot take person. Most of the time, things that you guys think are hot takes, like, I would just consider to be an opinion. Like, you are allowed to have a different sports opinion than other people. So that doesn't really bother me. But sometimes there are people that give truly hot takes. And one of the things that I don't get about this profession, I don't get about sports media is, I don't know why you got to take everything to the extreme. The Eagles have built and created a incredible foundation. The Eagles are a great team from 1 to 53. In my opinion, they have the best general manager in the National Football League. If you look at what they have been able to build through the draft and how they have done it over time, they're very proactive with contracts. They've made great trades. They're great talent evaluators. The Eagles are an A-plus organization. You can say that. But why do you always got to take things too far? Have you ever been in a situation where you or your friends are just sitting there joking, everything's cool, and then somebody just says something that just scratches the needle? Hey, man, we were just having fun. Why do you got to take it there? We were at a nice, calm 6. Everybody's laughing. Everybody's having fun. Now you got to come in with an 11. You didn't have to do that. That's what Dan Orlovsky did earlier today on Get Up when he said this nonsense.
Yeah, Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts are the modern-day Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Just total alignment. Like, you know what I'm – I remember Belichick and Brady constantly saying stuff and being like, there's no way you actually think that or feel that way or you operate like that. And it feels the same way. Jalen's just robotic and maniacal and very focused, not out in the public like Tom was when he was playing. And Sirianni, there's no way that he doesn't know. But he says, and you're like, maybe he didn't really know. Like, the same way with Coach Belichick would say stuff when he'd be like, there's no way that you think that way. It just feels like their alignment and the way that they're so hyper-focused and blocking out the noise, it's very Belichick Brady-like.
Hey, man. The Eagles have won one championship. Why do we do this after every team wins one championship? Are they the next dynasty? No, I don't know why in sports media we have to take everything to the extreme. We do this after every team wins a championship. Old Denver, they got the best player in the league. Can Jokic get to – they've won one time. It's hard enough to win one. Now you got them winning 3, 4, 5, 6. It's difficult. The Miami Heat put together the greatest – Big three we had ever seen. They won 2 championships in 4 years. It's really, really hard to do. The Eagles, they've been to 2 Super Bowls with this nucleus. They lost one and won one. They're a great organization. Now they're Belichick and Brady. Those guys went to 9 together. What are we doing here? I don't get it. I'm just surprised at who it came from. I'm surprised this came from Dan Orlovsky. If you had told me yesterday, hey, there's going to be a ridiculous take out there. Who do you think delivers it? Dan Orlovsky, I don't think I would have bet on him. He definitely would have been plus money. I mean, he'd have been on the board just because he's a prominent NFL broadcaster. It'd have been like plus 600. It'd have been plus 650. He wouldn't have been the favorite. The next Belichick and Brett, they have won. Just two seasons ago, they lost in the wild card round. Am I the only one that forgets that happened? Just two seasons ago, no one liked Nick Sirianni. They had just lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They limped to the finish line. We were getting these long articles about how people just didn't like him. Now he's getting compared to Bill Belichick. Man, things turn quick, man. I'm telling you. Things turn real, real quick in the National Football League.
I mean, I will defend Dan a little bit here. I think he was referencing just the element of blocking out the noise. Because if he's talking about them, you know, being Belichick and Brady and the fact that it's the best quarterback coach combo we may have ever seen in the league, then I agree with you. It's nonsensical. I think it's possible this being taken a little out of context. Because if he says it is designed, they're the best at just blocking out the noise, I don't think that's a crazy take. Because Jalen Hurts is a lunatic. I don't think he hears the outside noise at all. And
nothing
Sirianni,
about how the Eagles come off to me feels real. Like the last couple of days, well, we're not going to watch the banner ceremony. Last year is last year. Jalen Hurts still has the Super Bowl disappointment when they lost a couple years ago on the background of his phone. To me, the Eagles are trying too hard to let you know that they're above all of this. Like, it's all right to be excited about things. If you're Jalen Hurts, I can't imagine you get to the Super Bowl. You actually play really well in your first Super Bowl. And you know what happens on the other side? Man, 15 happens. And he has happened to a lot of people. Go ask Josh Allen. Go ask Lamar Jackson. He has happened to a lot of other people. And every day that you are working out and you are preparing for the upcoming season, you are thinking about that moment. And if you get back to that moment, you are going to do everything in your power to not feel that way again. And now you want to be the one holding the trophy at the end. Like, the Eagles story is a very relatable story. It's a sports story. You lost the first time, you get a rematch, and you win the rematch. Great. Hopefully we get a chance to see those two teams play for a third time in the Super Bowl this season. I'm for it. And I know the Chiefs would want to play them again. They embarrassed you the season before. Of course you want them to make it. You want your get back. You want your revenge. The Eagles, to me, over the last 2-3 days have been trying too hard to tell you that they're over what happened last year. It's okay to be excited that you guys won the Super Bowl last season.
I think it's possible you're seeing this a little bit through red and gold glasses. Because I'm betting, and I don't have the audio in front of me, if I pulled training camp audio from after the Chiefs Super Bowl, you'd hear a lot of very similar things. Hey, we're on to the next. It was a good moment, but hey, that's celebrating last year. I would bet if I pulled Patrick Mahomes from after the final preseason game or last game at camp last season and said, hey, what's it like to watch the banner ceremony? He would say something to the effect of, you know, it's an exciting moment to celebrate what happened last year, but we got to focus on this year. We have a good team in Baltimore coming in. I can find the audio. I'm betting it exists. I doubt that it was just, man, we're so excited. It's going to be a party. I think you're being a little harsh on the Eagles for doing very generic coach and player speak. This happens to every championship team at every level. It's just, I don't think Chiefs fans like the Eagles, so when they say it, it comes off as fake, but it's very generic coach speak. This is what everyone says after you win. Hey, we're focused on next year. It's just what you do.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to be joined by Kevin Coleman. He is a wide receiver at the University of Missouri. He is from St. Louis. They play Kansas coming up this weekend. Coming up in about 45 minutes or so, we're going to be joined by Danny Parkins. He is with First Things First. He is on FS1, and we are going to spend time arguing about this.
I'd have him where Stafford is right now. He's the fifth.
Love it.
He's the fifth best quarterback in football. And yes,
he's already mad.
I want you to succeed.
You're already mad.
If you succeed, I succeed. You're just making it so difficult.
All right, go ahead. All right, well,
yeah, how?
I mean, listen. All right, well, we can just him v. Stafford. Herbert had more yards.
Well, Stafford
is going to like this. Yeah. Go
right,
ahead.
I'm
not more high on everybody's All-American.
More yards, better passer rating, yeah. More touchdowns, few interceptions than Stafford last year. And there is something to, and I know this is where you get upset.
I like that, actually.
How I see the NFL
like
and
that.
The eye test.
I like the
yeah.
eye test.
It's the eye test, man. He passes all of it. And these coaches, scouts, and executives who do the rankings, what was it, 50, you said, for The Athletic? Yep. They had him seventh. ESPN put one together with coaches, scouts, and executives, 70 of them, and they ranked him seventh ahead of Jalen Hurts on both lists. The people who do this, if we were starting a team today, who you would draft, they think he's one of the best players in football.
I cannot wait. I mean, I am giddy, excited to argue with Danny Parkins about this coming up in just a little bit about his Justin Herbert take, because I think his Justin Herbert take is wrong. I think it's wrong. So I can't wait to argue with him about this coming up in about 45 minutes or so. We're also going to be joined by Kevin Coleman. He plays wide receiver at Missouri. They play Kansas coming up on a Saturday. Roger Goodell said this yesterday about the Super Bowl halftime show.
Is Taylor Swift invited to play the Super Bowl this year, the halftime show?
We would always love to have Taylor play. She is a special talent, and obviously she would be welcome at any time.
Is it in the works?
I can't tell you anything about that.
Is it a maybe?
It's a maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll take a maybe.
That was Roger Goodell. He was on the Today Show talking about the possibility of Taylor Swift playing the halftime show. Rob, I would guess that there's a small number of artists that always have the, if you want to do it, you can do it. I imagine Taylor Swift is number one on that list. If at any point in Taylor Swift's life she wants to do the halftime show, they will accept her invitation to do it. Like, there's some people they got to ask to do it, you know? I'm guessing The Weeknd just doesn't have an open invitation. Like, I'm just going to go out on that limb. Going to guess that Miley Cyrus just can't decide whenever she wants to do it. She might end up doing the halftime show, but there's a small group of people that, hey, you tell us whenever you're ready to do it. Rob, is the list Taylor Swift, Jay-Z, and Beyonce? Is there anybody else that you would say that's on this list that living artists tomorrow, if you called Roger Goodell and said, I want to do the halftime show this year, that they would accept you to do it? Because Beyonce and Taylor Swift have to be on that list for sure. Is Jay-Z on that list? Is there anybody else that you would put on that list?
So I think Taylor Swift and Beyonce are locks. I think Jay-Z's a lock. I think he's in that same category. Then you kind of run into people where I'm like, I think they would take the call. I think if Bruno Mars called, they would let him do it again. Now, maybe that's, you know, my age showing, and he's not as popular now as he was 5-10 years ago, but I feel like if Bruno Mars called and said, I'm on, let's do it, then yes. But I think that's kind of the list. It's those three, four. Like, I think Rihanna is incredibly talented. I think Rihanna has to be asked. I don't think Rihanna gets to pick, hey, I'm coming to do it. I think it is that group of three or four. Like, I've seen Justin Timberlake live. I don't think Justin Timberlake has an open invite to do it. I think it's basically Beyonce, Taylor Swift, maybe Bruno Mars, maybe Jay-Z. But I only have two in the lock category.
Yeah, someone said, what about Garth Brooks? Is Garth Brooks one of those individuals?
No. Garth Brooks has, if Garth Brooks calls T-Mobile Center, he can do it whenever. He can't call Roger Goodell.
I think Garth Brooks could call them during the Big 12 tournament. He'd be like, hey, you know what? You guys got to play this basketball game tomorrow. No, we're letting Garth Brooks do it today. I think that might be the list.
Post Malone, maybe, because of how tied in he is with the NFL. I mean, he's on so many commercials.
Yeah, I don't know. I find that a little bit hard to believe. Like, the Post Malone just has the, I can call and do the halftime show any season that I want to do it. I think that honestly might be the list. I think it's Taylor Swift, Beyonce, and Jay-Z are the only three people that just have an open invitation of do the halftime show if you want to do it. I told you guys, I think that Taylor Swift should do it this year. Like, regardless of Chiefs affiliation, it's time for her to do it. Every artist that has been at this level, Michael, Prince, everybody that's ever gotten to this level has done the halftime show at this stage in their career. It's just time for her to do it. It's time for her to do the halftime show whenever she is ready to do it. It makes sense. I think this is her future husband's final year in the league. She just had an album. This would promote a tour for next year. It just makes a lot of sense for Taylor Swift to be the halftime performer at the halftime show. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by Kevin Coleman, who plays for Mizzou as they get ready for KU. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful, too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get to week one of the NFL season. We'll talk about the Cowboys and Eagles game, which is coming up in a few hours. But let me remind you guys that our college football coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light and Tanner's are teaming up to make every college game day legendary. Every Saturday, rep your favorite college team, catch every play, and enjoy $15 buckets only at Kansas area Tanner's locations. Bud Light and Tanner's, from the stands to the bar, your game day headquarters. Earlier today, I got a chance to catch up with the number one receiver on the Missouri Tigers. His name is Kevin Coleman. He is a transfer from Louisville, also Mississippi State, and now he is at Mizzou. He is also from the St. Louis area. I asked him, what is this rivalry like from the St. Louis side of things between Missouri and Kansas?
Since I got here, a couple of guys, a couple of people came up to the school to form guys on the team and us about this rivalry. But we've seen the importance and the significance of everything, the games. I know people that played in this game and they tell me how important it is. But as the time went on, we couldn't really think about it. You know, we think we go as the day go on, but now it's the big time rivalry week and it's KU. We know what the fans want. We know what the people want. It's a blessing to be in this game. So we just take it as another big week. You know, of course it's special to the fans, but to us it's just a 1-0 mindset. But it's definitely a lot of excitement going into this game because, you know, we play for each other, but we definitely want our fans to be happy. And we definitely want to one-up on these guys.
Kevin, who were the players that came back to speak to you guys? Because, you know, I could think of countless people, Chase Daniel, Jeremy Macklin. Like, there's a lot of people that are obviously still very close to the program that know the significance of what it means to go up against Kansas. Who were those players that came back to talk to you guys?
No, we had, like, coaches, some professors, different people that used to be connected with the program and still connected with the program to come talk to us. Not really players. I just talked to a few players that – you know, of course, from St. Louis, like Will Franklin, and we talked about, you know, the importance of the game. And Marcus Golden and people like that, because I'm connected with those people. We talked about the importance of the game.
When you heard from all of these people, what's the biggest thing that you've learned about this rivalry?
A must win. And hey, try to win as by much as possible.
Right now, we're talking to Kevin Coleman Jr. He had 6 catches for 48 yards last week in Missouri's win to take them to 1-0. What's the energy like been on campus? What's the vibe been like on campus? Because, you know, the energy around this game, I imagine, is just different than the energy around a lot of different games. You know, you've played in some big rivalries. You know, you were at Mississippi State, so I don't got to tell you about the hatred between that program and Ole Miss. So you're certainly familiar with these kind of rivalries. You were at Louisville. They got a great rivalry with Kentucky. What's the energy like during one of these weeks?
The energy is high. Man, the school spirit is definitely high. As I'm going to class, I'm seeing different things with the Jayhawk X'd out. Teachers, professors are talking about this game and encouraging students to go to the games. Even last week as I was out after the game, people were just talking about everyone knows what's next and just bringing up what this week's about. Like you said, I played in rivalry games, and I know the obstacle, I know the goal and what we got to do. I just know this is a big week, and this is a must-win. I'm playing for the state that I come from, and, hey, I'm trying to get the dub for us.
Right now, we're talking to Kevin Coleman for a couple of more minutes here as Missouri gets ready to play Kansas this week at Faurot Field. Are you ready to hear Mr. Brightside with everybody? You know, they always chant beat KU. They're actually going to be in attendance. Are you prepared for what it's going to sound like whenever that song gets played?
Yeah, I'm ready. I know that song going to turn me up even more and bring more energy to our team and to the fans. So I'm definitely excited for that. I can't wait.
I'll get you out of here with this. Just tell us a little bit more about your quarterback. He seems like somebody that can do a little bit of everything. He had a big, long touchdown pass. You guys had a drive that started in the shadow of your own end zone, and you went down the field. He had a big rushing touchdown. He really showed you the full complement of weapons. What's it like to play with the guy that can beat you with his arm and his legs?
Bo, great. He's a great leader, man. Before I talk about his talent, he's a great guy, great leader, brings energy to the team, always encouraging the offense to pick it up, not letting us be complacent. But like you said, we all seen what he just was capable of when it comes to throwing the ball and running and just what he brings to this offense and to Mizzou. Man, I'm just excited to be able to play next to him and have him as my quarterback.
I'll get you out of here with this. So my producer, he is actually going to Columbia to the game. It's his first time in Columbia in quite some time. Give him a couple restaurant recommendations. Where would you advise somebody who's coming into town for this game? Where would you advise them to go eat?
I say go to Bud's. I love the barbecue at Bud's, the wings. For breakfast, it's a new place. It's the Bud owner. I would definitely say go to JoJo's Biscuits. It's a great brunch spot. Fantastic brunch spot. You definitely have to go to Emo's. Go to Emo's. It's an Emo's down here. So go grab some pizza. Get you some Emo's. What else? What's some other great spots? Those are really my one and two. Another spot is called Cola's Kitchen. Cola's Kitchen. It's a great spot. They have a variety of things, fish, chicken. Depend on the day, different menu. But those things, I'll say Bud's for barbecue and different things like that, JoJo's for brunch, Cola's Kitchen for fish and different things like that as well.
That is Kevin Coleman joining us on the show today. He is a great receiver and somebody who will obviously deceive you with his food choices. Kevin, man, it was great to have you join us today. Man, good luck this weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate you for having me.
Rob, I know you haven't been to Columbia in a while. When's the last time you've been to Columbia, Missouri?
2005, 2006? It's been a long time.
I mean, there's been no reason for you to go. You know, there's no reason for you to be going to Missouri home games if they're not playing KU. You know, I get that. It's a long drive. You're not a fan. I understand. If you go to Emo's, I'm reporting you to HR. If you drive to Columbia and you and your lovely wife are looking for somewhere to eat, and you go to Emo's Pizza, I'm telling you right now, I'm making sure you get written up. Please do not take that advice. I'm mad you cut out what my other response was to him because I gave him a little bit more of my peace of mind on advising out-of-towners to eat at Emo's. As a proud, born and raised Kansas City resident, I can't, no. Please don't. Please do not take that advice. Also, I'm not going to Columbia to eat barbecue. Not at all. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't have good barbecue. I'm just saying that somebody born and raised in Kansas City, I'm not really interested in eating your barbecue, only ours. Wherever I am, you know what? I'll eat barbecue when I get back home. I'm sure it'll be better than what you have to offer. I'm okay. Please don't take this advice. Are you ready to hear Mr. Brightside? Because you know that it's coming. Even if you guys win the game, you're going to have to sit there, and I'm telling you, you have never heard it as loud as you were going to hear it. I mean, I've been at a football game when it's happened before. They played it 2 years ago when they played K-State, and it was even more special because the K-State fans also chimed in. So it was like for a quick 30 second, we all were on the same page about who our enemy was. This time, the level of vitriol that you are going to hear when it's time to chant KU, oh, it's going to be legendary. It's going to be one of those kind of moments.
I plan on going to the bathroom, maybe getting some popcorn. They serve beer at the end of the third quarter, right? Maybe get one of those at the end. I don't plan on being in the seat for the end of the third quarter. That is part of my plan, is to kind of maybe get around the concourse, walk around a little bit, see what's going on. Maybe I'll go inspect the construction site over at the stadium. I got plans for the end of the third quarter. I'm preoccupied, very busy.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get you ready for tonight's matchup between the Eagles and the Cowboys. I'll let you know the most popular bets that have been placed for the first game of the NFL season. Keep it right here, so drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.